Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm just Joe, no title, a brother in Christ, like you're a brother or sister in Christ. And we celebrate Yeshua, Jesus, the one that is and was and is to come, and there is no other master of the universe. Amen? Amen. And you need to know that God is so compassionate. He has so much love for the people who have fallen away or the people that have never received Jesus in their heart. And he has so much compassion and mercy to forgive you for all that you've done. But today we're going to look at a passage of unforgivable sin. And so please turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 12. We'll start reading at verse 22. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute. And he healed him, so that the blind and the mute man spoke and saw. And all the multitude were amazed and said, "Could this be the son of David?" Now when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." And Jesus tells them in verse 26, "If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? But I cast out demons by the Spirit of God. Surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Therefore I say to you, every sin of blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him either in this age or the age to come." So brothers and sisters, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is what they did to him when he healed the blind and deaf man. They said that it wasn't done through the Holy Spirit, but it was done by Satan. And so if somebody is healed and he's praising Jesus for being healed through the mighty, powerful Holy Ghost, and you say, "Well, no, Satan did it." That is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. But here he tells you, you can even say something bad about Jesus. I don't advise that, but he's telling you that he has so much compassion for you that he will forgive you for that. And you need to know that, brothers and sisters. And so if you have denied Christ, because that is blasphemy of God, he will forgive you for that. And so if the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart right now to receive Jesus in your heart, all you need to do is bow your knee to the Lord, brothers and sisters. Humble yourself. The Lord says that we must humble ourselves as a little child or we will not see the kingdom of heaven. So humble yourselves now and bow your heads with me and repeat after me if you need to come back to the kingdom or you've never came to the kingdom at all, and repeat after me in this prayer of salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, I humbly come before your throne. Please, Father, forgive me for all the sins that I've ever done. Please, Father, help me to renew this mind of mine. Take this carnal mind away from me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And write my name in the book of life and seal me for the day of redemption. Your will always be done, Father, not mine. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. And so if you said that prayer, that's your starting point. The first step is to have the mind of Jesus, and that is to please God and do his will. We must have the mind of Jesus to receive the Holy Spirit and get baptized. And once you are baptized, you are a candidate to receive the Holy Spirit. Because a baby Christian does not have the Holy Spirit yet. He has a carnal mind. And a carnal mind cannot serve God. You must have the mind of Christ. So you must seek God with good changes to renew your mind. And when you are ready, God will renew your mind completely. Renew that stony heart into a pure, loving heart. And fill you with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. We must get better to get close to God, and we must read the truth to get better. So get a Bible if you don't have one, and read the New Testament. It shows us how to grow in Christ and shows us how to live. Amen? Amen. If we want God's love, we need to show Him we want to receive it. And that's when we get blessings on top of blessings. Amen? Amen. So, brothers and sisters, let us continue carrying the cross given to us by taking Christ as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe His doctrine and obey Him, and we will all be with our Lord and Savior someday for eternity. Amen? Amen.